Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A year ago, near the start of the coronavirus pandemic, people flocked to vacation towns in states like New Hampshire to flee COVID-19. For some, it was just a brief escape, but others settled into the rural lifestyle. From New Hampshire, reporter Sarah Gibson says the question now is, will these newcomers stay?
For 5-year-old Joanna Sheloff, winter in the pandemic has been pretty good.
I get to ski a lot and, like, do different kinds of skiing.
Ooh, like, tell me all the kinds.
Like cross-country, skate skiing a tiny bit on my skis, and downhill skiing.
Normally, Joanna and her family live in Philadelphia, but this year they're hunkering down in their second home, a 230-year-old farmhouse by Squam Lake. Their main reason for being here? Joanna and her sister are going to the tiny public school down the road. It's been in person 5 days a week since September, as opposed to the Philadelphia school district, which has been largely virtual. Joanna's dad, Eric Sheloff, a doctor, saw a lot of his job become virtual too. So he can work anywhere, but there are some challenges. The internet was painfully slow and took months to troubleshoot.
We had plan A, B, C, and I think we eventually got to plan H and actually got better internet access.
They also got involved. Sheloff gave medical advice to the Sandwich School on COVID safety. The family wants to return to Philadelphia, but might stick around another year if the city schools don't fully reopen. And they're not alone in this arrangement. Other schools in the Lakes region have seen enrollments increase with new families during the pandemic. Kenneth Johnson is a demographer at the University of New Hampshire. He says this influx could give rural towns a boost.
The volunteer fire department, the PTA, all the groups affiliated with churches or civic organizations, they all need that energy and enthusiasm of new people.
But Johnson says it's too early to tell if the new people will stick around. Take 25-year-old Tristan McLean. He grew up in New Hampshire, but he was in New Jersey working as a bartender when the pandemic hit.
I just bugged out, honestly. I packed everything I had within 2 to 3 hours and drove right for over for the night. I think I got back to New Hampshire at 8 or 9 in the morning.
McLean eventually found work at a grocery store in Plymouth, but it hasn't been easy. He says being biracial and black in this largely white town, he hears racist comments every day. A big solace, he says, has been nature.
You know, whether it's a quiet hike or going with a small little group, acting like young 20-year-olds and blasting music and screaming at the top of the mountain.
McLean is renting an apartment with a childhood friend, but a lot of pandemic arrivals are buying homes, and the real estate market is hot. Massachusetts resident Crystal Gagnon is thinking of upgrading from a small cabin on a campground in Meredith, where she, her wife, and 3 kids are living. She says her friends back home,
some of them think we're nuts. But I do believe that maybe that was the impression at the beginning. But now that we're here and they see, like, obviously I have Facebook and our kids talk to their friends still, I think they're actually kind of envious.
There's some speculation that if pandemic migrants relocate to rural areas, those places will become more liberal. But Gagnon says she likes New Hampshire because even during the public health crisis, compared to Massachusetts, some state restrictions and attitudes about COVID-19 here have been more relaxed.
You're at the restaurant, it feels like it was before. And I just feel in Massachusetts, it feels like people are scared and it's just not enjoyable.
Gagnon says she's planning to buy a permanent home here, but is waiting until the pandemic housing frenzy cools down. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Sarah Gibson.